Customs, may I help you?
Hey, is John there?
Just a moment, please. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Hashim from Cardiff.
From where?
From Cardiff.
From Cardiff. Okay, just a moment, please.
Sure, no problem.
Your time is valuable, and with so much to do in your busy day, we appreciate you taking the time to call us with your questions or comments. In a moment, one of our courteous staff members will be glad to assist you in any way possible and answer all of your important questions. Thank you.
I'm sorry you must have stepped out. Can I take down your number and have them give you a call?
Yeah, sure. That's not a problem.
Okay.
So, my name is Hashim. That's H-A-S-H-E-M, like mother at the end. I'm calling from Cardiff. That's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank at the end.
Oh, okay.
And I was just calling regarding some financing that was done with Susquehanna.
Okay, just a moment, please.
Sure, no problem.
John.
Hey, John. This is Hashim from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. I know you're busy. I already heard, but I didn't want to take up much of your time. I was just following up with you on pre-approval that was mailed out to the business about 2.5 weeks ago. Looks like it was based off your lending history with Susquehanna, if that rings a bell, a couple of years back.
Yeah.
And it was just a pre-approval for equipment financing and working capital. So I was just circling back for you and seeing if you guys had anything in the pipeline.
We're thinking. We just haven't decided what we want to do yet.
Oh, okay. Have you guys been taking on
We haven't got that far into it yet. What's that?
Have you guys been taking on a lot of projects this summer?
Oh, yeah. We're quite busy.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. No, I know it's really busy for construction and contracting and stuff like that. That's the reason for my call. Because that's, you know, kind of our specialty. About 40% of the business we do is with construction and manufacturing. Do you usually use a line of credit?
Not really. We try to stay away from it. We did at one time. We found it to be an awful crutch too.
Oh yeah.
You know, especially when your times get slow and you still got to pay on it. You know what I mean? So you kind of we try to look at what we're going to need in the next 3 or 4 years and kind of figure out, okay, what are we going to do to, we're payments-wise and stuff like that. We kind of look at it methodically, about, you know, and say, okay, this is finally paying off in June. Okay, maybe we need to look at another piece of machinery here. And, you know, we kind of keep, so we're only borrowing a little bit at a time and not getting deep in the hole, you know what I mean?
Okay, good. So you're kind of borrowing as, like, as an as-needs basis and for, you know,
right.
Project by project.
Right. Actually, we're... Well, what it is it's not that. It's like it's time to upgrade our forklift, so we're looking at forklifts now. You know what I mean? We have one where we have enough work where we could actually use another one, so that can actually help pay for it, you know what I'm saying? If we try to look at it, do we have the work to pay for this machine? You know, we do have. So, you know, that's one of the things that instead of renting, you know what I mean? It's cheaper to have a payment.
Of course, correct. The forklifts that you were looking at was going to come out of the company's cash flow or what?
We were just going to probably finance it.
Okay, and usually have you ever done like an equipment financing for anything like that, or is it usually kind of like a working capital?
No, we do equipment financing. We've done equipment leasings, all that kind of stuff like that. Like when we bought our cranes and stuff like that, we've done that.
Okay, if you don't mind me asking, do you know where you guys financed it, which bank?
I have no idea.
You don't remember? Okay.
I don't remember the last one, to say truthfully.
No, I know. I mean, when you speak to the business owner, usually they don't know. You got to go down further down the list. So the reason I was asking is because equipment financing at Bank of Cardiff is kind of like our bread and butter. So we do a we have a match or beat policy here. So any offer that you get for equipment financing outside, if it's sent out here, we have a match or beat policy for it. So, and,
okay, tell you what, why don't you send me, can you email me some of your information on it, and I'll look at it. Because like I said, we are looking into it. You know what I mean? I just haven't decided what we're doing yet.
Absolutely. What's a good email for you?
It's Jay Haynes. It's H-A-I-N-E-S.
J-H-A-I-N-E-S.
Yep, at calsteel.com.
Calsteel.com. Calse is C-O-U-S-E, correct?
Yep, yes it is.
Calsteel.com. All right, I'll just shoot you over an email right now with some additional information. The application process, actually, if you want me to tell you real quick, is super fast. It's a one-page application, six-month bank statements, and your most recent tax return. That's all I need.
Okay.
Once that gets in, we can, you know, give you the options and the payment plans and everything like that, and then it's, you know, it's on you whether you want to take it or not. Once I receive the application with the documents that are needed, I send it off to the underwriting, and within about 24 hours, I'll have something back for you.
Okay.
So it's a very quick process.
All right, I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. When would be, is there like a good time to follow up with you maybe?
I don't know. Give me a week or so.
A week or so. All right. Great then. I'll just shoot over that email. You can take a look at it. Feel free to check out our website and reviews and all that. And
okay.
And I'll give you another call next week. How's that sound?
I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time, John.
No problem. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.